أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. In the previous ayats we read from the beginning that the people of the Ahl al-Kitab, people of the books, wanted a clear proof of the Rasul of Allah coming. That proof came to them, and then it got divided into various groups. Some believed, some did not believe. With regard to those who did not believe, Allah said that they are the worst of creation, that they disbelieve in the very Creator, and they disobey Him openly in front of Him. And then on the other hand, those who do believe and do righteous deeds, they are the best of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah explained, as we read yesterday, the great rewards of Jannah they will get. And of the ni'mats of Jannah, one great distinguishing factor is that they will never, those ni'mats will never ever get finished, but in fact they will increase all the time. And the people of Jannah also will never die, and they will never lose out on those ni'mats. They will also carry on forever and ever. And those ni'mats are very great, and which a person should appreciate and strive for. And that should be the purpose of our life here, to get the ni'mats of Jannah and to be saved from Jahannam and all the punishment of Jahannam. More greater than that ni'mat also Allah Ta'ala refers to here, radiyallahu anhum, Allah unse radi, that Allah is pleased with them. Wa radu an, or wa usse radi, and they are pleased with Allah. Jannat, normally we will only ask for Jannat, but Jannat is also secondary. The primary thing is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We should include in our du'as that we get Allah, we get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to say that if we made lot of du'as and we asked lot from Allah, but we did not ask Allah of Himself, that He be ours, that we get His pleasure, then in fact we have asked for nothing. And if we ask for nothing else but only the pleasure of Allah, then we have asked for everything. Allah's pleasure is the greatest thing. And normally in our lives we don't even think of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that is one of the great benefits of associating with the righteous and the pious, that we even come to learn what we should be asking for and what should we be striving for. And Hazrat explained that Allah is the absolute, He is the creator, and He has created Jannah. Jannah is under Allah Ta'ala. Normally we only look for the ni'mats of Jannah. But Allah, as beautiful as Allah has created Jannah, Allah can make it 200 times more beautiful. Allah has created the one Jannah, Allah can create many Jannahs. Allah's Qudrat is very, very great. So if we get Allah, where He said beautifully, Ek tu mera, if you are mine, O Allah, to sab mera, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera, if you are not mine, to koi shay nahi meri, then nothing is mine. In fact, so much so, even if in our worldly life, and this is really the solution to all our problems. If Allah is not ours, our wife will be ours, but she won't be ours. She will be married to us, she is my wife, but she will cause me so much of problems in my life that in fact of any peace and comfort, it will be like a life of Jahannam. This, and if Allah is ours, He will make that wife to please us. And that wife will be a source of peace of mind, contentment of heart. In the same way, our business. If Allah is ours, that business will be ours. It will go on smoothly, no hassles, and we will be just milking it all the time, getting the benefits. And if Allah is not ours, that business, though it's ours, but it will be a big headache for us. We want to get rid of it, we want to sell it, we won't be able to sell it also. And it will be just a problem. So the primary thing is to get the pleasure of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And unfortunately, generally, that is not in our minds that we even ask Allah of His pleasure. And we hardly perhaps really ask for Jannat. All we really ask for are the things of this dunya. If we do make ibadat, we want our dunya's life to go smoothly. Everything must go right. whereas the real object is the pleasure of Allah. And even when we do realize it, to bring us to that point that we have to ask Allah, from Allah, we have to ask Him. Like a poet says, koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon. If somebody has asked me, what duas are you asking for? Main khuda se khuda mangta hoon. From Allah, I ask Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, you become mine. So that is the main object. And this great, great ni'mat, that the pleasure of Allah, and even more greater, that Allah is pleased with us. If we think of ourselves, we are absolutely nothing whatsoever. We are absolutely nothing. But Allah becomes pleased with us, that is everything. And that great, great accord was given to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in this world. That Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. And also, a person who is pleased with Allah, his life becomes a life of peace and enjoyment. Like one Buzurg was asked, that how are you? He said, what are you asking? The condition of that person, that the whole world is going according to his wishes. They said, this outwardly appears to be the words of Kufr, that I am in control of the world and everything is going according to my wishes. He said, when I have submitted my wishes to Allah, that whatever Allah wish is my wish. So the whole world is going according to my wishes. So if we submit ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did, and that in conditions of peace and tranquility and happiness also, and in conditions of difficulties and hardships, Allah will test a person, that is he really pleased with me? So Allah will bring difficult conditions. At that time, do we even think of Allah? Or we only think of material things, doctors, lawyers, financial people who can give us financial advice, etc. Do we even think of Allah Ta'ala? So this is a great thing that we have to strive for, the pleasure of Allah. That we be pleased with Allah, that Allah be pleased with us. That is the greatest ni'mat a person can get, that will be in Jannah. In Jannah, in fact, when Allah Ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, are you pleased? They will say, why aren't we pleased when we have got everything, more than we could ever dream of you have given us? Allah says, will ask for something more. There is details in that hadith. Then finally, Allah will reveal Himself to them. And when they will see Allah, they will actually forget the ni'mat of Jannah. So great will be the bounty of just seeing Allah Ta'ala. Very sadly, we don't even think of it, of seeing Allah, of getting the pleasure of Allah. There are people who make dua that, oh Allah, bless me on the day of Qiyamah that I can see you. That is the greatest ni'mat. So may Allah, Hazrat Rabia Basariya, it is famous of her that she used to say that, oh Allah, if I'm worshipping you to save myself from Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. And if I'm worshipping you to get Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. But if I'm worshipping you, for your pleasure, don't deprive me of yourself. That is the greatest ni'mat, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and that was the way of the Sahaba. So we should realize also, when Allah has declared for them in this world, for every Sahabi, that Allah is pleased with them, we must never ever open our mouths, never move our tongue, never harbor any ill thought about any of the Sahaba. They are those great people that Allah has declared that He is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. The greatest ni'mat that can be achieved, Allah bless them in this world with those ni'mat. So may Allah grant us also to aspire for this and realize what the purpose of our lives are. And Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open. We have wronged very greatly. We should make Tawbah to Allah and try and correct our matters.